Corey, we should have that LightQuest outdoor illumination light up the Opportunity Center you're building on the south side.
That would be great. Tell them to give me a call and come on out. Let's see what we can do.
They'll save $600 if you say you heard it on WGN.
Well, I'm definitely going to say I heard it on WGN, John Williams.
You're probably looking for more than $600 on the discount side, though.
No, every dollar counts, and we need as much savings as we could possibly get. So, you know, my grandfather used to say, every thunderstorm starts with a raindrop.
Oh, that's good. Hold on, I'm writing that down. Pastor Corey Brooks is the pastor we talk to frequently here on WGN Radio. He's the founder of the New Beginnings Church, and he is the man behind Project Hood at projecthood.org. And for several years now, he's been working to build an opportunity center across from his church and school. And wow, Corey, what's going on there? If you go to WGNradio.com, you will see on our front page or on my page, look for Pastor Corey Brooks and John Williams. You'll see the video that he sent me this morning and a picture. What is the picture and video of, Corey?
So the picture is of the steel that got delivered this morning, and the video is just saying, hey, we got the concrete foundation and structure up in place, and we are really excited because today we just laid our first steel beam, and everybody's buzzing and excitement is in the air.
I was impressed because at first I thought, okay, the foundation's poured, whatever, and then as your camera pans, you see, this thing is huge. This is a complex. I'm impressed with just the breadth of the thing, Pastor Brooks.
Yes, it's amazing. You know, one of the contractors today was saying, if there ever was an earthquake, this is definitely the building you want to be in because it's definitely a fortress. Concrete, thanks to Ozinga Concrete and steel, thanks to Metropolitan Steel, is everywhere. And so this building is a structure that is definitely not going to be moved.
What is going to be inside?
So we have three restaurants that we're going to be teaching culinary arts. We're grateful about that. We have an entrepreneurial school. We have a Wintrust Bank. We have a Well Now Urgent Healthcare. We have a swimming pool, two gymnasiums, a golf simulation room, a STEM room. And we have a trade school, so we're going to be able to teach electrical, carpentry, and we're also going to have, I forget where they, the building, welding, I'm sorry. So we're going to be able to do welding, and it's going to be a fantastic place.
Hmm.
Music studio, TV studio, you know, a place where we can teach some kids some real-life skills.
Well, I call it an opportunity center. What will the facility actually be called?
Opportunity Center.
I'm sorry, you just clicked out there for a second. Say it again, Pastor Brooks.
Okay. It's the Robert R. McCormick Leadership and Economic Opportunity Center.
And that's a lot, but I ask you that because it's not a rec center. It's not just
No.
a place to escape. That's the difference, I think, Corey.
Yeah, this place is more of a leadership and economic opportunity center. It's a place where entrepreneurship and trade school is a key component, but we're also going to be heavily involved in STEM. We believe that we ought to give our young people opportunities, whether they're super smart and highly intelligent and using their brain to do things, or whether they're using their hands and adding to the fabric of America. We want to be able to assist them regardless of whatever career path they choose. There are a lot of kids in our neighborhood who need to get involved in the trades, and we're really interested in making sure that that happens. So hopefully we can formulate some great partnerships with some construction companies to get these young individuals jobs so that they're not on the streets and so that they can live the American dream, because that's what it's really all about, everybody getting an opportunity.
I'm glad that you mentioned the STEM Center, that they'll be taught banking skills, and there'll be a bank, but also it's not just the trades or recreation. Janice Jackson from Hope Chicago was on with us a little while ago, the former Chicago school CEO, and she was talking about how if you tell kids who are economically disadvantaged that they can get a college education, they will take a college education. And her program is helping fund that and provide wraparound services. I like that you're going to tap into the intelligence and opportunity of young people on the South Side.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we need to do. And tap into the intelligence of young people on the South Side of Chicago and the West Side, you know, giving them an opportunity that they may not have otherwise. And we want to make sure that we reach all of them,
yeah.
You know, whether they're you know, super smart kids or super smart with their hands. Either way, we're going to help them.
Yeah. Pastor Corey Brooks is the founder of New Beginnings Church and Project Hood. And while it's going up, it's not at its financial goal. You can be part of the progress by clicking on projecthood.org, projecthood.org. Go there. You'll see at WGNradio.com what we're talking about. And you can make a donation at projecthood.org. My best to you and your family, Pastor Brooks.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thanks to all the listeners who are helping us do something that hadn't been done on the South Side or in Chicago. We really appreciate it.